You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Gary Borders joins us now. Today, he introduces us to the newest member of his household, trying at times to fit into the family structure.
About 6 weeks ago, my wife called. "Don't be mad at me," she said. "I found a dog and brought him home." She was driving home and encountered a curly-haired dog lying in the middle of the street, just up the hill from her house. Waiting for my good-hearted wife, I figure. I wasn't angry. I wasn't thrilled either. We already have the perfect dog. Rosie doesn't bark, shed, chew furniture, or leave unwanted deposits in the house. There are many reasons we didn't need another dog. We put an ad in the paper to find his owner to no avail. I named him Sam because he looks like a poodle mix I had in college. Sam spent days in the backyard and nights in the shop. He came inside to visit each night. We never let Sam out of our sight inside because sometimes he marks his territory. That's a poor habit for a dog when inside the house. Recently, my wife persuaded me to train Sam to be an inside dog. I agreed and began training him. He seemed to be catching on, with only one mishap the first week. When Sam sits next to you on the couch, he curls up like a cat, rests his head on your lap, and goes to sleep. Occasionally, he'll raise his head and look at you from an upside-down position, his doleful eyes filled with love. Sam, indoors, had become the perfect gentleman. But if Sam gets out the front door, he takes off like the police are chasing him. He usually comes back in a few minutes, or a neighbor corrals him, since he's so friendly. This likely explains how he got lost in the first place. In the backyard, Sam prefers hiding under the azalea bushes, ignoring my plea to come inside even when accompanied by treats. Eventually, he might come if called by my wife, whom he adores far more than me. One morning when the family was out of town, I let both dogs go out back to do their business. Rosie came right back. Sam hid in the bushes and would not come inside. It was 34 degrees and raining, and I had to leave. Sam stayed outside for several hours. He was waiting, shivering at the gate when I returned. The family returned that night. As we brought in luggage, Sam fled out the front door and into the darkness. "That's it," I said. "If he comes back, I'm putting an ad in the paper. That ungrateful dog can be someone else's problem. One dog is enough anyway." Sam returned in a few minutes, but I was determined. My wife didn't disagree. She was irritated as well. I placed an ad the next day. Sam appeared guilty about his previous poor behavior. He spent most of the time on the sofa in my study, watching me write, staring at me with those sad eyes. Someone called a few days later about the ad. The woman asked about Sam. I inquired about living accommodations. Did she have a fenced yard? Not exactly. Would she be able to give him regular baths? If not, he would smell badly quickly because of his thick, curly fur. She hemmed and hawed, said she'd get back to me. All the while, Sam was looking at me. The next time someone called, asking about the free poodle mix in the paper, I said he was taken. I told that to the next five callers. I guess he is taken, by me. I just couldn't do it when it came down to giving that darn dog away. I guess we're stuck together, Sam and I.
Gary Borders is an East Texas writer. He practices dog diplomacy in his spare time. Feel free to give him some advice on man's best friend. Send him an email at borders@redriverradio.org. His website is garyborders.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment.